Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
TheChairShot.com.
TheChairShot.com. Always.
Always.
Use your head.
You are now listening to Chair Shot Radio. Always use your head.
Oh, yeah. There it is. It is Tuesday once again. Hello, everyone. Welcome into the Tuesday edition of Chair Shot Radio. I am Patrick O'Dowd, and I am, of course, joined by my good friend David Ungar. We are here on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of the ChairShot.com, where you are encouraged to always use your head. Dave, happy Kayfabe Tuesday. We're going to talk some hockey today. I figured there haven't been a lot of games yet as we record this here on Saturday. We've had our opening weekend, but you've had a couple of games under the belt already. Your Caps have played a couple, so one. Or is it one? Just one.
And your guys haven't played at all yet, man.
Yeah,
we can't rag on them.
So what we're going to do is we are going to take a look back at the opening, kind of the opening day that was. I want to share with you that I had some outrage that was unfounded outrage over something that I shared with you. So we're going to talk about my unfounded outrage. The season really begins today as we're recording here on Saturday, as there's a full slate of games on the schedule. It looks like just about everyone is playing. So we'll take a look ahead and just look at matchups that we're excited about and we'll be able to reflect back on in the week that's coming up in hockey. Maybe have a few gross overreactions. But before we do any of that, you were quick to point out after we recorded the show last week that we didn't do two commercial breaks. LOL. I told you it was all, as the Joker says, all part of the plan. And so today we're going to bring both of them back, and we'll start. We'll get the moneymaker out of the way, because we love our listeners. We love everyone who tunes into the Chair Shot Radio Network and listens to the ChairShot.com every single day. We put out content every single day. And if you're asking yourself, what is the best way to help support us and keep us going? The answer to that question is to head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot and invest and a ChairShot.com t-shirt. We have all kinds of designs to choose from current logos to past logos to sayings from the shows like hashtag Save Tag Team Wrestling to programs that are on the ChairShot Radio Network, including Bandwagon Nerds. Dave and I's other show that we put on just had our 100th episode, and we're very, very proud of that. And we're very, very proud of the content we do. And so if you want to help keep us going and you want to help keep supporting us, head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot and spend $19.99 for a standard style shirt, or if you're feeling fancy, want something that feels nice on your giblets, spend a few dollars more and get it soft style. Once again, that site is ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. When we come back, I'm going to grill Dave on the first few games that was as hockey had its opening weekend here on the ChairShot Radio Network, a part of TheChairShot.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
This is your boy Kenny Killer telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com, bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
That's right. We kicked off the season this past week in the NHL. We're recording this on Saturday, and so far we have about 3 days of gameplay under our belts. ESPN has debuted its broadcast, as has TNT debuting their broadcast. And let's just start there. Before we even talk about games and things we saw, I want to talk about broadcasts, because I came in all spitting nails yesterday because I am a subscriber to DirecTV. And DirecTV has a feature just like there's NFL Sunday Ticket. MLB does their subscription service where you can watch every game. NHL has NHL Centered Ice. And I get this message, and this happens with every opening part of the season. You get this notification from DirecTV that's like, free trial, free run of NHL Center Ice, NFL Sunday Ticket. NFL Sunday Ticket's easy. You get week one, period. And that's kind of glorious. Get it all, and you get Red Zone. NHL Center Ice is like, here's your free run. And I'm like, awesome. And so I start looking at the dates, and I misread the dates. because I thought NHL center ice ended on the 15th, that they started it on the 12th and put it through the 15th and gave you like three games. And so I come in all to you, Dave, and was like, goddamn DirecTV, all these games are nationally televised and center ice is pointless. It didn't do anything good for me. Well, I was wrong. The free trial for NHL center ice lasts through October 19th. So I will get to see some local broadcasts as early as today. I'm sorry, DirecTV / AT&T. And NHL center ice, my bad.
I'm sure they'll live, but you know.
I know. I was going to write a sternly worded letter, though. I had it. I was ready to go.
Strenuously object. I strenuously object, yes.
Absolutely. But we did have two premier broadcasts that took place. We had two, you know, ESPN is back with their, and they launched their broadcast with the opening two games of the season, one involving the Vegas Golden Knights and the Seattle Kraken, and the other one involving, help me, I'm forgetting, Tampa Bay and
Pittsburgh.
That's right. Where we predicted Pittsburgh would struggle, and then they kind of handled their business very, very well against the Lightning. But before we get into the games, what did you think of the presentation? Did you get a chance to see some of the presentation with ESPN? The look, how'd you think it went?
I like the ESPN. I like them both. I mean, the TBS one seems...
TBS and TNT, like, yeah, they...
That, it feels like they just took the NHL and NBC crew, most of them, and transferred them over there.
Right.
Because it's the same players. ESPN, you know, they got John Buchagras is over there.
Yes, and Buchagras, big-time hockey guy. He does the Frozen Four.
He is. There's a few camera angles that ESPN was using that I noticed that I wasn't used to seeing that might take some getting used to.
Like those funky corner angles,
yeah,
like in the corner.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, that's a little different look. And, you know, as long as you don't bring back the glow puck, we should be okay. That whole thing. But I thought they did, you know, for coming, and you could tell that ESPN was very happy to have hockey back. I mean, that is kind of like the cradle of civilization for hockey is on ESPN. And I was thrilled to see it back.
For the longest time, that's all I knew covered hockey. That was like it. Like that was absolutely it. So it was great to see them on there. It was great to see, by the way, my best regular season team already winning games, go Toronto. It was great. And I thought it was a solid opening, you know, couple of days starting on that Tuesday, the 12th, when our final season preview dropped. Vegas and the Kraken getting after it was fun. And I shared this video with you twice, but when I think about the things I took in on hockey's opening day, that Vegas Golden Knight hype train pregame video was amazing. And folks, if you can take some time to jump onto YouTube and check it out, it was ridiculous. It was over the top. I shared it on Twitter. I was totally here for it, where they have a couple of Golden Knights skating out onto the ice, and then they transformed with a projection this Kraken on the ice. It was dope. I loved it so much. And really, that was my lone takeaway from hockey's opening night. It was like, that's what I love.
Well, I had a couple other takeaways, but as far as Vegas's pregame show, nobody in all of sports does a pregame show like the Vegas Golden Knights. I mean, it is everything that it's like being at medieval times on ice, and they really do a tremendous job. And I got introduced to it, of course, during the Stanley Cup final in 2018 when they played the Caps, and we saw it firsthand what was going on. But yeah, Vegas's pregame ritual is something to real. I mean, and that's what I love about it, is they've really captured the essence of what Las Vegas is and transferred it to their hockey team. The Raiders could use some of that, especially with everything going on with the Raiders right now. Poor guys.
Right.
But it's a tremendous show. But I think, like, you know, not just opening night, but I mean, I wanted to throw it to you about Tampa Bay, because they got thumped pretty well by Pittsburgh opening night. Then you were messaging me about the game against Detroit, and
which was crazy to watch.
Yeah,
by
Bertuzzi
the way,
Bertuzzi gets four goals, but you know, unfortunately, Detroit's defense is just abysmal, and they let Tampa. And here's the thing I'm going to ask you is,
they blew a 3-goal lead twice.
Yeah.
They like Detroit blew a 3-goal lead twice.
So are you at all concerned about Tampa's lack of defense and goaltending troubles after two games? Because they've given up 6 goals in consecutive games. That's not very champion-like.
It's not a good start, but it's also two games into a season when things relative, like it's all kind of relative at this early going, right? Like, so there's teams that haven't even played yet. We don't know if Tampa Bay really has a problem in goal yet. We don't really know if Tampa's got a problem defensively. These first, you know, the first couple of weeks of a long, long ass season, it's about sort of reestablishing your identity. I do, you know, maybe some of the offseason departures that happened out of Tampa Bay really did make a difference. And that can also take some adjustment as well. I still think they're going to be there at the end of the season. I still think they're the end of the, you know, at the end of the day, they're the team to beat. Yeah. I'm feeling a lot better about my no three-peat prediction.
I love Tampa's coach, who's John Cooper, and he got a 3-year extension, yeah. I believe. After that first game, he was just, he was perfect because he's like, all we wanted to do was come here and watch the banner raise and kind of just watch a game being played. And Pittsburgh actually wanted to play. And, you know, at first I'm like, oh, you know, we underestimated Pittsburgh again. But they lost to who'd they lose to in overtime? I think not
Florida.
Florida, yeah. So Florida looked good in overtime. And, you know, I mean, while we're just kind of, you know, because it's hard to really focus in on anything after just a few days. But congrats to the Seattle Kraken. Nice comeback against Vegas. Got their first win against Nashville. They look like they're going to be competitive.
If we want to talk about gross overreactions, do we grossly? I mean, neither one of us were really that high on Montreal to start with, but 0-2, getting housed by the Sabres 5-1 last night, or not last night, Thursday night. I don't know, man. I didn't think they'd be as good as they were last year. Like, I didn't have them going to the Stanley Cup Finals or anything, but I certainly didn't see them getting housed by the likes of the Buffalo Sabres, a team that's in turmoil.
In the preview show, I know I'd mentioned I didn't see Montreal go because there's too many injuries, Shea Weber and Carey Price. But
do you think that's all it is?
I think that has a lot to do with it. Buffalo is an interesting team right now because all the stuff going on with Jack Eichel, and there's lots of rumors that there's at least 5 teams interested in trading for him who are going to let. And when you really did, we haven't really talked about the Jack Eichel controversy, which is something that I know a little bit about with spinal surgery because it kind of goes with, you know, my job a little bit. But, you know, Jack wants to have artificial disc replacement. The Sabres wanted him to have like a fusion, which is a more traditional, which to me is like, why would you want the guy at the age of 24 to reduce some mobility in his neck? As opposed to giving him, you know, an artificial disc replacement. But there's apparently teams who want to do that. It's a question of his contract and him getting healthy. But I think Montreal's issues are really more injury related. You shared earlier in the week, Suzuki signed what, an 8-year extension?
Yep.
So yeah, I mean, I tell you, yeah, overreacting to them is one thing. The team that I was kind of feeling good about, you know, I know in the preview show I said, watch these guys, and the Kings came out and laid a whooping on the Golden Knights the other night. I was like,
they sure did.
I was like, okay, can't overreact to that. But I don't think it's an overreaction to really look at the Kings a lot more closely and say, okay, these guys might have something, because if you can handle the Knights that well, I know it's opening night, but I think you're going to see them take some major steps. Them in Seattle are going to battle for that, and Calgary are going to battle. Those three teams are going to really fight each other for that last spot in the Pacific.
Yeah, it's going to be a grind. It's going to be really interesting to see. One team that I think we were both dead on about being terrible, the Phoenix Coyotes getting thumped 8-2 by the Columbus Blue Jackets, which, by the way, goddamn Columbus. What happened? Did somebody like kick their sister or something? Somebody pissed in their Wheaties? 8-2. That's a statement to start a season.
Well, it is, but that was an emotional night for them.
It is Phoenix as well. Like, it's not like they were world beaters.
I think a lot of that had to do with that ceremony for the goaltender who died.
The
firework accident. They rode that emotion pretty well. But Columbus isn't very good either.
And they're 8-2 good over Phoenix. So, you know, you can't deny them entirely, my friend. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so we're going to take our second commercial break. It's going to be for a minute and 16 seconds. And then we're going to talk about how the Caps are now the favorite to hoist the Stanley Cup. What do you think? Maybe, can we book it?
Maybe.
We're going to book it. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk all about Dave's Washington Capitals and how they're hoisting the Stanley Cup, because that is this week's gross overreaction. You're listening to Chairshot Radio on the Chairshot Radio Network, a part of thechairshot.com.
Promotional consideration paid for by the following.
Hey folks, PC Tony here. Thanks to our new partnership with Angry Lemonade, you can save 10% on physical products and digital commissions using the promo code CHAIRSHOT. Head to angrylemonade.net to check out their amazing catalog of products and services. Use the promo code CHAIRSHOT to save 10%. That's angrylemonade.net.
Are you looking for the newest and hottest in the world of pro wrestling? Then check out the amazing action on powerslam.tv, the biggest indie pro wrestling channel in the world. Get over 6,000 hours of the best events from over 150 of your favorite promotions from 20 different countries around the globe. Brands like Progress Wrestling, Evolve Wrestling, Combat Zone, Defy, PCW Ultra, PWX, Over the Top, Shine, and hundreds of others, with fresh content added every day for only $5.99 per month. Get your free trial today at powerslam.tv.
Go to powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT. Get your free month. Again, that's powerslam.tv, promo code CHAIRSHOT.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
All right, welcome back.
I got to say something. It's funny how we both got that commercial memorized, like every enunciation.
All 1 minute and 16 seconds of it, baby. So Alex Ovechkin seems to be healthy.
Yeah, I think he's on pace for 164 goals this year, Pat.
That's right. He's going to set all of the records. I do think it's funny. We were like, oh, God, like just a week ago, we're talking lower body injury. Oh, my. What's this? You're like, it doesn't look good, Pat. It doesn't look good. Like we're down on what's happening, and he scored what, two goals?
Yeah, and a shorthanded. That shorthanded goal was that was really nice the way Kuznetsov set that up. But I tell you what about Ovechkin. What I love about it is the TBS. It's the TBS or ESPN crew. I think it's
the TBS crew.
So they've got they've got Gretzky as an analyst, and this is fantastic to me that Gretzky is going to be. Because Ovechkin passed Marcel Dion. He's now in fifth place all time. He's zeroing in on the great Brett Hull, St. Louis Blue legend that he is. And I love the fact that Gretzky is there knowing Alex is chasing his record and actively kind of cheering. I think, you know, maybe in the back of his mind, he doesn't want Alex to catch him. And I have my doubts that Alex will, but it's great to see Wayne react to this stuff and him creeping closer, even if it's just one game. But even he was he was joking around about it. He's going to get 164 goals. It'll be over by next week.
Right. Here's the thing: is truly great players want to see their records broken eventually. And I always think about this. Like everybody knows that I grew up a University of Illinois fan, and Deion Thomas was a basketball player for Illinois in the late 80s, early 90s. He holds like all kinds of scoring records and but he's currently a color analyst for their radio broadcast. And when Georgi Bishanishvili, of all people, beat Deion Thomas's freshman scoring points in a game record, the first thing Deion Thomas did was applaud him vocally on the radio and then talked about it ad nauseum about how it's so great to pass a record on and to see the next level of talent. And that's what I heard Wayne Gretzky really saying in having that conversation, is this is the next generation of talent. Or, you know, and Ovi's old, like he's a seasoned vet, grizzled veteran at this point, but you know, Gretzky's record has stood for 20, 30 years. Like he acknowledges where it is and where time has gone on. By the way, Wayne Gretzky's hair dye job, he really went all out to make sure there was no gray in those temples.
How old is Wayne now? Is he 60, 50?
I don't know, but But that hair looked like it hadn't aged since he was 22.
Look him up now.
To him. But no, all joking aside, you know, the Rangers are going to be a pain in the ass, but I don't know how big of a pain in the ass they were going to be. To beat them 5-1 was a big deal.
Hey, 60.
Today. But let's talk about today when we're recording here on Saturday, because the season starts in earnest in about 15 minutes from where we are with the Sabres and the Coyotes. And all day, we've got hockey. We've got this, well, I say all day. We have this 1 p.m. Eastern game that's going to be on the NHL Network. And then the rest of these games start in the evening.
Well, there's a big one today, because the Caps and the Lightning play for the first time
yep. in
a long time. And that's going to be a pretty good litmus test for both teams, I think, because, you know, the Caps,
yep.
the Lightning are offensively a different creature entirely than the Rangers are. But then again, this is probably going to be the toughest test that the Lightning have faced. Well, I mean, Pittsburgh's one thing, but my reaction, you wanted to know something about the Caps. I'll tell you this, is that I did see something subtle in that game against the Rangers, that if they stick to this could be problematic. And that is, on the power play failed them miserably against Boston in the playoffs. And I noticed in this game something different, that Backstrom's not there. So that's one thing. But Ovechkin was kind of acting like a decoy. So he's going to, you know, Ovi's office, and instead of shooting it, he's looking to pass it. And they got an easy tip-in goal that way. And he's kind of like roaming a little bit more, not staying in the same spot. And if that's the case, teams are going to have to adjust to that and not just overcompensate to take that left, you know, that left circle away. So I did notice a little subtle thing that Ovi was doing in that first game, and it paid off, because they suddenly became a lot less predictable. And Anthony Mantha is going to be a big asset for him and the kids. I mean, we talked about the Caps. They're too old. Hendrix LaPierre, I think that's his name, got his first goal on a really nice pass by Oshie. So, you know, yeah, I'm not going to overreact and say they're going to hoist the cup. I will say they're going to be a good test for Tampa Bay to see exactly, you know, where the Lightning. I mean, there's a lot of history between those franchises. So while I hope Tampa Bay shits the bed on this thing, I expect them to wake up and take this one seriously. And then we got your guys. Your guys are.
Okay, I'm going to talk about my guys. Let me have a turn here, sir. No, just kidding. Because I was going to wrap up real quick. I do think that Tampa Bay gets you today. I think that they're going to win. I think that they're going to, like you said, kind of buckle down a little bit. A couple of my Blues hitting the ice for the first time this season, up against the team that just swept them right on out of the playoffs last year, the Colorado Avalanche. I'm gonna watch this game. Kind of, I just want to see where we are. I want to see if a healthy St. Louis Blues team can compete with a healthy Colorado Avalanche team, and that's really all I'm looking for right now. Let's see what's gonna happen there.
Did you watch the Blackhawks Avalanche game from the other day? Because that was That was okay. So I did watch most of it, at least the first couple of periods. And Colorado just came out looking like the team from the playoffs, just overwhelmed Chicago in that first period. Yeah. Fleury is the only thing that remotely kept Chicago in that game, but Chicago stabilized and they made it close. They only lost 4-2. I do think, like we were saying, the Blackhawks, despite that loss, showed that, hey, if you can skate with Colorado, you can skate with anybody.
Right.
And I noticed, like, the Caps have to play Colorado. I think that's the game after Tampa. It's like, welcome to the season. You got to play the two Stanley Cup favorites back to back, Tampa and Colorado. So we'll learn a lot about a lot of these teams. But who have we not mentioned? Carolina, you know, they took it to the Islanders.
Yeah, and just looking at today, a lot of teams are going to take the ice for the first time this season today, Saturday, when we're recording this. By Tuesday, every team should have at least two games under their belt. But the Blues are taking on the Avalanche. Calgary is taking the ice for the first time. They're taking on the Oilers in one of the late games tonight. Let's see, who else is? The Bruins are hitting the ice for the first time this season against the Stars. And is that it, I think, in terms of teams that haven't hit the ice yet? So, yeah, this is a big week. The Sharks. because nobody cares. Nobody cares about the Sharks. San Jose is not going to be anything particularly special, I think. Though I do love, in terms of logos, they're one of my favorite logos, with the shark biting the hockey stick in half. Like, absolutely. I love that logo. Ranks right up there with the Blue Note, in my opinion. But yeah, I think that come Tuesday, by the time this podcast drops, everybody will have a couple games under their belt. I think it's a big show me game for Tampa Bay this week. I think it's a big show me game for Craig Berube and the Blues against the Avalanche this week. It's a fun time. And probably the game, the other team I'm going to pay attention to is the Bruins, because that's a team that I said, you know, you have your doubts about. I think the Bruins are going to be solid. I think even without some of their pieces from the year before, that they're still going to be that team that, you know, I hate the guy, but as long as Marchand's on that team and is their anchor and leading them, they're going to be a tough out. And I think they're always going to be a playoff team, and maybe not a complete contender, but they're going to be a pain for someone.
I'll say Toronto. I mean, you kind of mentioned them in passing earlier. They're playing without Austin Matthews right now, so it's interesting to me to see what they
and
do,
Ottawa
how they
pretty
do.
Good.
Yeah, Ottawa. Well, one game, but
but Ottawa looked pretty good in that one game. Like, if we're gonna overreact how Vegas is playing, I'll overreact to Ottawa winning a game.
Okay,
that's good on Ottawa.
That's fair. But I do want to see how Toronto does without Austin Matthews, because if they excel without him, that's great. I tell you, one of the matchups I'm looking at, it's almost like a must win. New York against Montreal. You got the Rangers 0-1-1 and the Canadiens 0-2. Somebody's got to win, or at least get a point.
Somebody will get a point. That is true. That is true. Always love those games that are a lesson in futility. But all right, that's going to do it for our coverage this week. Next week, we'll have a lot more to be able to review as we look at the week that was in the NHL. Dave, before we get out of here, why don't you tell everyone where they can find you out there in the land of social media and the interwebs?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at AttitudeAgg, that is at AttitudeAgg, and on Facebook.com/AttitudeOfAggression.
And you can follow me on the Twitter at Wrestling Realist. That is at WrestlingRealist. Folks, thank you very much for listening to this week's this Tuesday's edition of Chair Shot Radio. We'll be back at you next week with even more hockey coverage. You've been listening to Chair Shot Radio on the Chair Shot Radio Network, a part of the ChairShot.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.